Welcome to my AMA 3000 subscribers answers. I've been trying to record this for a little while now, and I just keep getting interrupted, so hopefully this will work. I am right now in the bathroom of my quarantine hotel, which is quite lovely, I will say, in this giant bathtub. That is too big for me. If I relax too much, I slide down and could possibly drown myself. So I need someone in here with me. Anyway, I have my questions. I'm just going to read them in the order that they came through. So hopefully it's not too... I mean, it should be fine. It is what it is, right? All right, let's see how this goes. First question. Would you ever fuck a random guy if they had the same kinks as you? Obviously, you wouldn't know, but if you had some sort of feeling and you liked them, what would you do? Probably not. Just because I don't really fuck random guys, if I'm being honest. I know my audios are pretty promiscuous and slutty, but I really tend to only fuck when I'm in a relationship, so... Or at least know the person. I mean, I've had some friends with benefits, but they were people who were friends first. I'll never say that it's an absolute no, but I would say more than likely I would not fuck them. Plus, a lot of my kinks, I really need trust in order to relax and enjoy them. So if it was just a random guy, I think I might be afraid of getting murdered if I was tied down and choked or something. I don't know. So yeah, probably not. Probably not is my answer. Have you ever had a threesome with two guys? I have not. It is a fantasy, but no, I never have. Has your sex drive ever gotten you in trouble? Not really. I mean, I've been sort of late for work a few times, but nothing too bad. And my sex drive wasn't always this high. It probably didn't start until my late 30s. So yeah, I don't know. It hasn't been an issue, like, really. Sorry, it's kind of boring. Next question. Have you ever been caught masturbating by anyone? No one exciting. Just my mother, which was pretty horrifying. I mean, I wouldn't call it, like, naked, sprawled out masturbating, but, you know, like, pillow humping. Under the covers, when I was really little, I probably wouldn't call it masturbating because I didn't know what it was, but, you know, I was playing Barbies, and of course they were having sex, and I got caught grinding on my pillow while my Barbies were, quote, dancing. I just set them down and they were dancing. That's what I told my mom. And pretty sure she didn't believe me. I don't know why I remember that memory, but I do remember that. But she was always cool about it, you know. She's not a prude or anything. She just let me continue with my Barbie's dance, which was very nice. next question. What was the last book you read? The last one I read was Trevor Noah's a book called Born a Crime about... You know, it's about him growing up in South Africa during apartheid. So him being born was actually a crime because it was illegal for a black person and a white person to have sex. So he was the result of that. And it was pretty interesting, you know, like he had to pretend his father wasn't his father. And sometimes he had to pretend his mother was his like babysitter because she was much more dark skinned. So it's a pretty interesting book. I suggest it if anyone is interested in that kind of stuff. Sorry, that was my bathtub making squeaking noises. It's nice. Tell us your recording process.
Well, normally it's just me holding my phone or recording from my computer while I masturbate. It's not very high tech. I did look at microphones, but just since I'm normally like in the middle of the bed, it didn't seem logical to get a nice microphone and try and mount it somewhere. Or, you know, if I knock it over, it just seemed like more of a mess. So I don't know. At some point, maybe I'll try and find something. But, you know, when you're naked in your bed, it's not like you can have a mic attached to you, really. Or have a good place for it. So that's my thought. I just use my phone or my computer and, you know, masturbate, fantasize, talk out loud, imagine my listener doing all sorts of dirty things to me. Name something you see to your right. I see the bathroom sinks because I'm in the bathtub. There's not a whole lot to look at, but they're nice, his and her sinks. Gold, they're pretty fancy, I guess. Describe why you enjoy these audios. Well, you do get, I don't know, an initial high when you post something, or at least I do. And, you know, getting the feedback of, you know, guys telling you how hot it was, or that it made them hard, or it made them come, or girls for that matter. Hearing that someone enjoyed it and got off to it is just an incredible turn on, and it's an ego boost, and yeah, I don't know, I like it. It's nice, it's a nice feeling. Have you met anyone on GWA in real life? I have not. Raisins, yes or no? Yes, I like raisins. I like Raisin Bran. I don't really just eat a box of raisins by themselves, but if they're in stuff, I'm cool with that. Least favorite color on clothing? Well, if we're talking about for me wearing colors, I would say like a bright yellow, like a mustard yellow or like a brownish yellow, I really like, but like a bright sunshine yellow, I think I just look so pale and I look like I'm dying. It's not a good color for me. But other people look great in it. It's just not a color I can really pull off, in my opinion. My favorite color on clothing, I would say either blue, like I like royal blue a lot, navy blue, or like a bright green, like a emerald green, maybe. Was that bright? Cherry green? I don't know. I don't know exactly what color it would be, but not dark, but a bright green. But not fluorescent. I don't know. It's a great color with my red lipstick. It makes my eyes look really green. Yeah, I don't know. It's a nice combination. Next question. What is your spirit animal? Maybe a cat? A pussy cat? Ha ha ha. I don't know. I'm independent. I'm very happy being left alone. But at the same time, if I like someone, I love to cuddle with them. They can easily make me purr. And, you know, if they're hurting, I want to be there to take care of them, or at least give them comfort. I don't know. I like cats. I like dogs too, but I'm personality-wise probably more of a cat. What is your house in Hogwarts?
Hufflepuff, I guess. Probably. I'll say Hufflepuff. Best advice for new performers? I would say just be yourself. I mean, there are a lot of amazing artists on GWA. You know, that's the great thing, is everybody's a little different. So it's like a scripture thing, or if you like to just do ramble faps like I do, whatever brings you pleasure, whatever you enjoy, whatever you're good at, I say, yeah, just do that. It'll be a good audio. That's my personal opinion anyway. Does your milkshake bring all the boys to the yard? Damn right, it's better than yours. How do you record your audios? Are you actually masturbating for pleasure and record at the same time? Yes. Definitely in my ramble faps, yes. My improvs, yes. The twin ones is a little bit harder. I normally record those like one at a time, so I'll do one twin and then I'll play it in my ear and then do the other twin and respond. So normally on the first twin, I am masturbating and coming, and then the second twin, I'm more concentrating on what I have to do or what I need to say. So not as much on that. So yeah, it's a little bit harder. I think on one of them I came on both, but they were also more spaced out. I didn't record them at the same time or right away. Yeah, but yeah, that's generally how I record. Let's see, where am I? What are some of your unshared kinks that you would like to include in future audios? I don't know if I have any that I really haven't touched on at all. I mean, I could do more fantasy stuff, I guess. Like the kink stuff I think I've covered, but I do have more fantasies that I haven't covered, or as much as I'd like to. Like, I know there's a kidnapping and rape one, or gangbang rape one, that I do want to do, which I haven't done yet, but it's not like that's a kink and I actually do that in my real life, but it's more just, you know, fantasy stuff. How did you get into Gone Wild Audio? I didn't discover GWA until this year, when I saw, I don't know if it was like an Ask Reddit or an Ask Men question on like their favorite NSFW web Reddit links. And so I scrolled down there and I was clicking on some and enjoying some, and came across GWA. I listened to a few and I liked that. And I was in a kind of, I don't know how to word it, if it's relationship, I don't know. It's having a online sexual thing with the guy I had met on Reddit, and where he would control my toys and we would play. And we had recorded some audio of the both of us, you know, before. And so we decided to post. He posted on his page, and it was, you know, it wasn't on there very long, a couple of weeks maybe, and then it ended up taking it down and kind of have ended things, so to say. But yeah, that's how I started. I did have a different account for a couple of weeks, and then I canceled it. I got a weird message from a guy who like wanted to kill himself, and it became this whole ordeal and gave me so much anxiety. I was trying to make him feel better and like talk to him, and I thought we'd left things better. He was just really lonely, and he'd broken up with his girlfriend and thought he would be alone forever, and I was trying to give him as much comfort as possible, you know. It's like, it always sucks when you break up and that stuff. And then it was the very next day, he came back saying he was gonna do it again. So at that point I was just like, I can't do it. So I deleted my account. Yeah. And then like a month later, I don't know, I found myself missing it, and I wanted to try again. It's a nice release, and I do enjoy sharing it, and it's weird how you can have like intimacy with so many strangers, and I don't know, it's nice, especially in this time, like when we're all kind of isolated. Yeah, I guess that's how I got started. Next question. Are you bi? I definitely appreciate a woman's beauty. I've had sex with a woman before. I prefer men. I don't know if I would call myself bi, to be honest. Like, what is the definition? I don't know, right? On a Kinsey scale, it's like sliding sexuality, right? It's normal. It's normal to... I don't know. I mean, it's been like 20 years probably since I slept with a woman. Maybe 15, 20 years. I don't know. So to me that, I don't know, I wouldn't define myself as bi. But definitely I can appreciate a woman's beauty, and there are some women out there, yes, who would be like, I totally fuck her. But for the most part, I prefer men. When was the time you came the hardest in an audio? It's hard. They all kind of blur together. My drop the remote fuck machine one might be there. Or my... DP one maybe, or one of my daddy audios, or the latest, I think, fuck machine counting orgasms one. That one, fuck, was like so dehydrated when that one was over. That one came a lot. But I don't know exactly which one. Sorry. Do your feet often get stinky or sweaty, and when? I guess sometimes. If I'm like out all day wearing tennis shoes or sneakers or at the gym or running around, I don't know. I mean, it happens. Describe how big of a mess you leave after a usual play session. Do you squirt or cream a lot? I don't really squirt. It has been a goal of people in my past. And if anything, that just makes me frustrated when someone wants me to squirt and then I can't, and then I start beating myself up, and then it gets worse and worse and worse. So mentally, I think I probably have a mental block if I'm capable of it. I don't know, but I hate it when a guy is like trying to get me to squirt. I hate it. If it happens, it happens. Awesome. But I can't have that in my head of it's my goal to make you do something. It just won't happen. I get too in my head and too like down on myself. So yeah. Cream a lot. I do sometimes. It kind of depends on where I'm in my cycle. I find if I'm like ovulating or in that time of the month, I'm more creamy than I am otherwise. But that's just because, you know, the bodily process, I guess. Just notice on my toys, sometimes it's very, very creamy. Sometimes it's just clear. So
Anyway, it depends. What toy makes you come the hardest? My wand that goes on my clit is the one that makes me come the hardest, solo-wise. That, in combination with the fuck machine, is, like, stellar perfect. But I definitely need, for the most part, clit stimulation. I mean, I can come sometimes without it. It just takes me longer, and it's not as hard. What's your favorite movie? What is my favorite movie? This changes a lot. A classic one that I like is Shawshank Redemption. That's probably my go-to. Like, anytime it's on TV, I stop and I watch it. I love that movie. Although lately, I think I've been watching Hot Fuzz a lot. I don't know why. I've probably watched it 15 times. I don't know. I just fucking love that movie. Turn it on and play it. Can do other stuff around the house. I don't know. It's a good movie. You know, what else do I like? What else? I'm kind of a sucker for, like, dad and son movies for some reason. Like, that kind of relationship. Really not sure why. Not a son or a dad, but they always tear me up. I think Field of Dreams or October Sky. I don't know. Something where they have some touching moment somewhere in the movie and I'm always, like, bawling. It's a nice thing. They don't really have, I don't know, can't think of any really mother-daughter movies that do that. Anyway, I don't know, it changes all the time. War movies I do like. I'm trying to think, 1917 is probably the last movie I saw that I was like, wow, this is pretty incredible. I mean, I enjoy popcorn movies as well, blockbuster, Marvel movies. I think those are fun. So, yeah. Stuff like that, all sorts of movies. Where am I? Have you ever had sex with anyone at work? I've never had sex at work. I've had sex with people I work with, but no. I mean, I'm pretty boring where it comes to locations I've had sex. Never had sex at work. Could be fun, though, if I had, like, an office with a lock, maybe. I don't know. I move around too much. I don't know. Sometimes I don't even have an office. What is your favorite part of your body? I like my tits a lot. They are good to me. They feel good. Not as perky as they used to be, but I still like them. I think I have nice lips. They're pretty full. Love to wear red lipstick. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably my favorite. What is your orgasm record from a single session? Well, the counting orgasm one is the only one I've counted. And I think I counted 32, but then someone commented that I double counted numbers and it was really 35. So I don't know. I don't know what my record is, and honestly, it's just too hard to count. Even when I'm trying to count, I can't do it right, so I don't know. Just gonna take some water. This water's getting warm. What characteristics of a man turns you on the most? I love someone who's funny. That is my number one absolute characteristic. If you can make me laugh, I am pretty much putty in your hands. Also being kind. You can tell a lot about a person and how they treat other people. I find, if you're at a restaurant or something and someone is rude to a waiter or a waitress, that tells a lot about a person. And that's not the kind of person I want to hang out with. I want someone that's, caring and giving and honest, and that I can trust, especially with, sex. You have to have a definite open line of communication. I don't know if you can have good sex without good communication. I really just don't think you can. You have to be able to speak up if you don't like something or if you want something. Please speak up and talk about it. Ask me. You need to be able to be open and talk about things. I didn't get into daddy until this year, so, and it was someone saying, "Hey, I like it if you would call me daddy." And at first I was like, "I don't know, I don't want to think of my dad during sex," but that's not what it's about. It's not about wanting to fuck your father. It's a lot different. And we talked about it and I said I would try it and see how it goes. And if I didn't like it, that would be that. And we would just, forget about it. But it turns out I fucking loved it. I loved it and opened this whole new dirty talk element that I hadn't really played with before or experienced before. So, communication is great. Willing to try things is great. Funny is great. All of that stuff. Physically wise, I don't know. I've dated lots of different types of guys, bigger guys, skinny guys, younger guys, older guys. So it's not like I have a particular type. Probably most common is dark hair. I don't know if I've dated any blonde guys, but it's not like I refuse to. It's just, I think that's just kind of the way it went out. But I do like a nice smile. That's probably the first thing I notice. Smile, your eyes, and a nice pair of shoulders. Love to be wrapped up in those arms. And yeah, that's probably what I notice first. What are some things that please you the most in bed? I love oral sex. I love it when a guy goes down on me and coming on his face and all of that stuff. It's fucking hot, kissing him afterwards. But the enthusiasm has to be there, if it's, I want a guy who wants to be down there. If you don't, and don't bother. It's like I won't enjoy myself. I'll be too worried about, is he doing this just because he feels like he has to? Like, I want him to want to. Like, in bed, I feel like I tend to be more of a pleaser. I'm more of a sub. And I love giving head. I like, making a guy come, and all of that stuff is very important. I don't know. This shouldn't be so hard to answer, but I'm just like, it's hard to think of myself because I'm like, I love making a guy come. It's like my favorite. When a guy comes is the thing that pleases me most in bed. I don't know. That's kind of weird. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. Would your friends be surprised if they found out about your Reddit account? Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely more introverted in my life. not like prudish or anything, but I think it would surprise pretty much everybody. Yeah, they would be surprised. So it is definitely something I think about. Honestly, I think my friends would be cool, be a little bit concerned work-wise, but honestly, my industry is also pretty cool and probably wouldn't have a negative effect on me other than me just being having that moment of embarrassment. But it's not like I'm a teacher and I would get fired or whatever if they knew I was, you know, I don't know, recording orgasms, whatever. Not that a teacher would get fired, I'm just saying. Anyway. Where am I? What position do you enjoy the most? Some kind of missionary position, you know, modified, legs up, pillow under my butt, or like him standing at the side of the bed and me over, hanging over it. I don't know what all the positions are called, honestly, but some kind of missionary, or a position where I can, you know, kiss the person and look at the person, because that's my favorite, to be able to, you know, look in your eyes and kiss you and touch your face and do all that stuff, you know, get that intimacy in our dirty naughty sex. But of course other positions are fine as well. What's the easiest position for you to orgasm in? Let's see. I do orgasm pretty easily with missionary with my legs up or legs pushed back. And if I'm like playing with my clit and it's deep, that makes me calm. Doggy does riding sometimes, but it's not like the up and down, it needs to be more grinding because then it's more the clit stimulation. So it kind of depends. But those are all good. As someone who makes sexual content, you probably get people offering to share themselves with you in one way or another. Do you have any interest in seeing your fans get off to your material or anything of that sort? I was asked a similar question by someone about like tribute videos, I think he called it something like that. Like where in response to an audio or something, they post pictures of them coming or videos of them coming or their dick or whatever. I honestly don't know. I mean, I like to see a guy's dick if I'm into him, but if like 30 guys just send me a dick pic at once, I really don't know how I feel about it. I honestly, probably not. I don't know. Maybe that's something I'll try sometime for like one specific audio or for a brief moment of time. I don't know. I do like the comments in hearing about it. And I also like audio recordings. There's something about like if someone's playing your audio in the background and then like you hear his voice over your voice, you hear them getting off or jerking off. That's pretty hot. I find that hot. But I think one guy has sent me that. Not many do that. But that I found pretty sexy. And I've done that before to a GWA performer that I really enjoy. Just to let kind of him know that how much I enjoyed it. But with permission, of course. I don't know. I might do something or ask for something and just see how it goes, see how I feel about it. I mean, I do enjoy thinking of a lot of guys like coming over me, so I don't know why it would bother me to get a bunch of pictures. It'd probably be fine. I just have to be in the right mood. I don't want to be at work and like randomly open a bunch of pictures. So it's all about timing, probably. And now my phone has shut off and I can't read the next question because I was rambling too far. So we will unlock this. We only have a couple months left. How are you so beautiful? That's very sweet. How are you so sweet? I don't know. That's very thoughtful and nice. And I appreciate that. Music tastes. What are your music tastes? So let's see. I like rock music. I like hip hop. I like pop. I like some musicals. I grew up going to plays and stuff with my mom. So I like musicals, musical music. I like folk music, classical, I like soul, I like funk music. Some kinds of dance. I mean, like some of the electronic dance is a little too much for me, but I like some kind of dance music. Disco, reggae, house, alternative, indie. I like some easy listening. Give me some, you know, Toto or something. 80s music, 90s, I don't know. So really I think my main dislikes are metal, current, country. Jazz is a little iffy for me. Some of it I like, some of it I don't. I don't know. It's like, it's hard to answer. It's an easy question, but it's a hard question. There's so many different types of music. I love to discover new artists. I love meeting someone and they're like, here's all my playlists, or have you heard of this person? Discovering something that I never heard of, even if it was 30 years old or 60 years old or whatnot. It's always fun. I feel like I'm rambling again too. My very last question. Who do you think of when you record your audios?
I don't really know how to answer this one. It is important for me that, you know, the listener feels like I'm thinking about them. And sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm thinking of a stranger or I'm thinking of my listeners. You know, especially when I'm doing a suggestion box one or something someone's asked me for. It's like, I know it's something you want to hear, and, you know, I want you to think, or I should say, I want you to know that I'm thinking about you, and I'm wanting you to fuck me and come in me and do all these very dirty or very sweet, depending on the audio, lovey things to me, cuddling with me, that kind of thing. But if I'm going to be honest, which I like to be honest in my audios, I will be honest in this one. There is someone that I have been playing with a lot and that I do like, that I often think of. And he, I don't know, makes me come a lot. And I think he's inspired some very fun audios, and I think probably inspired some of my better audios. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say too much, I guess. because I don't want to ruin it, but I don't want to lie either. Yeah, I guess I'll just be vague. How about that? I'll just be vague. So I guess that's the end of my AMA questions, guys. My water is turning my fingers a little pruney, but I feel like I should come at least once. I don't know if I've ever posted an audio where I've never come. Well, except for maybe my pillow talk one. Let's see. Let's just see here. Look. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, I'm getting closer. I'm coming. On my laugh. fuck. Well, thank you for listening to my AMA. I hope I didn't ramble too much, and you enjoyed my very talky audio. I know you guys don't get that much from me, so I hope you liked it.